This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Mike Evans, a longtime advisor to many Israeli leaders. He's also the author of many books, the most recent of which is Atomic Iran, Countdown to Armageddon. And of course, over the last several days, we've been explaining how the clock is getting a whole lot closer to midnight as Russia is now moving forward with plans to fuel Iran's nuclear plant at Bushehr. The Israeli government, according to former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations John Bolton, says have about 3 days now in order to stop the Bushehr plant with a military strike before it's too late. And Dr. Evans, great to have you with us.
Glad to be with you. Thank you.
Is the clock this close to midnight? Are we literally within days of the Israelis running out of time to stop this plant?
No, we're not. Number one, the ambassador's correct about the plant. But there's a bigger picture than the plant. It's not going to happen. The attack will not happen in the next 72 hours. You've got fundamentally the following scenario going on. You've got an Obama president that's looking for red meat with Israel. That kind of an attack would give him what he needs to force Israel to another Madrid peace conference. I confronted Baker at the last one in 91, right after the Persian Gulf War. Israel doesn't want to be drawn into another Madrid, and that would push him into it if they played the card. Secondly, you have the Afghan-Iraq Shiite dilemma. You've got 130 million Shia populated throughout, from Afghanistan to Iraq. It's the center of gravity for world terror. This would accelerate the dilemma with Obama in Afghanistan and Iraq, increase it. Plus, thirdly, you've got the dilemma of strike into U.S. bases in Iraq that could precipitate the U.S. involvement in Iran, which U.S. doesn't want to do. There's a lot of reasons it won't happen in the next 72 hours, not to speak of the fact the Israelis don't want to give Obama a leg up in the midterms. If they did it, the U.S. Would rally behind Obama and the Democratic Party, pushing the Democrats back into power. My friend Benjamin Netanyahu is a very strong conservative Ronald Reagan fan. He's not going to do that. You have 1,100 hard targets Israel has to knock out in advance of the nuclear dilemma that they're dealing with. You have an economic meltdown. And besides, Israel has just put an order in for $4 billion of 351 Joint Strike Force airplanes, which is a 20 new planes and $4 billion in a USA, which would be canceled. It's not going to happen.
So what do you suspect is their attitude going forward? If a military strike against the Bushehr plant is off the table, what might be the strategy moving forward?
Well, what you've got first is Obama's throwing out carrots to Ahmadinejad. One of Ahmadinejad's advisors has called me recently telling me that Ahmadinejad is coming here for the UN meeting to do a major media blitz of U.S. media and is planning a meeting with Obama. This advisor told me the meeting will take place at the United Nations with Obama. And by the way, every time Ahmadinejad comes to the U.S., he usually goes to a mosque called the Blue Mosque near JFK. It could even happen there, but the likelihood will be greater that it will happen at the UN. So Ahmadinejad is up to something with Obama. He sees the ability to buy more time, and Netanyahu is not going to take on Obama right now. It's just too big a risk for him. Listen, here's the situation. Even though it's a threat to Israel, it's a greater threat to the Gulf Sunni states, which are non-Arab. There's a billion of them out there. They're terrified of this dilemma with a non-Arab Shia state. This gives Israel a little bit of breathing room. But on the other hand, the attack will have to happen. It's just not going to happen in the next 72 hours.
What would be the trigger for it, and what targets might be on the table once this plant is off the table?
I just returned from Israel, and I met with a lot of the key leaders in the country. I don't want to name them on the show, but I'll just tell you this. The likelihood is going to be very great the attack will happen within 90 days of the midterm elections. This will give the state of Israel some breathing room with conservatives coming back into power in the House. Secondly, it's going to give them time for some more strategic moves that they need time for. Listen, Israel cannot win an economic war. under no circumstance can they win a media war. We found this out in Lebanon. I was involved in both of the last two wars, Hamas and Hezbollah. I covered them. I was there. They cannot win a media war. They can't win an economic war, and they know that. So they're not going to take such grave risks right now. The environment is not correct for these risks. They'll wait. They'll wait to the midnight hour. I was an advisor to Begin when he did the attack and did it very successfully. There was a different type of attack. This was on a Sunday. The French were off that day. And Saddam Hussein, by the way, was out in his ship watching the planes fly over, and the Saudis didn't have control of AWACS because the U.S. manned the crews. It's an entirely different environment. The attack is coming. It's just not going to happen next 72 hours.
Well, let me get back to a point you made a little bit earlier, Mike, and that's the reported meeting coming up at the U.N. General Assembly between Obama and Ahmadinejad. Obviously, that's been rumored recently. The National Security Advisor, General Jones, said it's a remote possibility. What would be the impact of that in the Middle East, and what impact do you think it would have on Obama's standing?
I think any president that could turn around on Ramadan and tell the Muslims on Ramadan that he supports them having a mosque on Ground Zero obviously is not living in the real world. Yes, he will most likely meet with Ahmadinejad and with a quid pro quo. He'll say to Ahmadinejad, if you will agree to move back to negotiations as a carrot, I'll meet with you. And Ahmadinejad will lie and say he's going to meet with them. By the way, the advisor who called me, the reason he called me, he asked me if I could get Ahmadinejad on the Fox network. He wants to be on the Fox network. And I told that advisor to put it all in writing, and he's already sent me one letter in writing, and I'm asking for the second one. I haven't even contacted the Fox network because I have no authority in the Fox network, but I can, in fact, deliver Ahmadinejad's request to one of his advisors. It's not coming directly from Ahmadinejad, but it is coming from one of his advisors. So this guy is planning a major media blitz. If his advisor tells me that Ahmadinejad wants to be on the most conservative network in America that has beat his brains out, you know he's going for everything. He's going to try to dumb down the U.S. public, hopefully with the help of Obama, he thinks.
Well, Mike, unfortunately, our time is up. A whole lot on the table, not only at the U.N., but, of course, as this whole dilemma plays out. Thank you very much for being with us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Dr. Mike Evans, advisor to many Israeli leaders, author most recently of Atomic Iran, Countdown to Armageddon. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.